Welcome back. You're with the news at one. Now, the head of the ASTI Teachers Union has sternly criticised members who heckled and booed the Minister for Education yesterday. Pat King also spoke about serious personal abuse he said he had suffered at the hands of some ASTI members. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly, has more on this. Emma, of course, we all heard and saw the megaphone and the heckling when the Minister addressed the ASTI conference yesterday. Was there much surprise at Pat King's intervention today?
No, this was expected, Anya. I said yesterday was an extraordinary day here. I think this so far is turning out to be another quite extraordinary day. Pat King was due to address delegates. People expected that he would speak about this. At the end of the speech he did, he received several rounds of applause as he criticised what happened. He said he'd seen a man, the minister, abused, shouted down and treated disgracefully. He said that this was not a decent, effective, democratic way to communicate teachers' anger, and he said he was ashamed of it. He asked delegates to decide which side they were on. Did they believe in free speech and dignity, or did they not? Now, he also spoke about some personal attacks that he had suffered from ASTI members, from the same source, he said. I think you have a clip of a little of that, what he had to say.
Last January, I described in detail to CEC how I had been bullied and abused on a website run and moderated by ASTI members. Included on the website and left on the website by the moderators for several weeks was a clear death threat for me, and worse still, despicable references to my children and grandchildren.
Well, that was certainly strong stuff from Pat King of the ASTI. Let's hear how ASTI activist Mark Walsh responded to those remarks.
It's purely an attempt to smear us. What Pat King is trying to do is to silence dissent within the ASTI. He wants to silence dissent, and it's not just in the ASTI. If you look across the team.
So you're saying those comments, death threats and bullying, did not come from you, and you're saying that when they were put on your website that were offensive, you took them down?
Absolutely. If there was any posts that we found that were personally offensive, we took them down straight away, and it was a very small minority of posts that were anyway personally offensive. And we committed, I publicly committed at the CEC on the 18th of January 2014 to remove any posts that would have been put up by third parties, not by us.
So that was Mark Walsh and Pat King. That was the row that was going on at the ASTI. I'll be back to you in a moment, Emma. But meanwhile, Minister Quinn, the minister himself, he was over speaking to the TUI conference, and on his agenda, not just junior cert reform, but another controversy, this time in further education and training. Now, this is all because the new organisation SULLIS will be replacing FOSS, and that's going to be launched formally in a few weeks' time. And today the minister spoke about wanting that new organisation to run courses on a 12-month basis, and that would be different, of course, from the practice up to now, where courses have ended around April or May. Our South East correspondent Damien Tiernan was listening to that. How did that go down, Damien?
It went down with, I suppose, shock and silence is the best way to describe it. There was some polite applause when the minister came in here to the TUI conference, and the General Secretary had appealed for no barracking of the minister beforehand, and at the end there was very mild applause. This is a new thing that they've raised, that the minister has raised, and as you say, it will mean radical reform if it goes through. And a number of the delegates spoke that they were very annoyed about the fact that he raised this in this kind of a forum. And basically what it means is anybody's doing a PLC course, a lot of these courses at the moment are running, we'd say, from September, as you say, till April. The minister wants it to run on a year-round 12-month basis, September to September, which is going to be massive changes in shifts and rosters and summer holidays and all that kind of thing. And I spoke to one of the delegates, Tom Creedon from the Waterford TUI, and he had this to say.
Well, these are dramatic and radical changes, and they're completely at odds with the way that education has been and should be planned in this country. This is not the way the minister should be doing his business. He should be negotiating with the unions, and this is a unilateral attack on the working conditions of teachers. He suggested that this is required because we now need to be integrated with the training sector. And certainly, while the training sector sector does need to have a rapid response. The further education sector in Ireland has been the best instance of a rapid response facility in the Irish education system. It is fit for practice, and what the Minister is suggesting will have devastating effects, we believe, not only on the conditions of teachers, but it will be very, very dramatically reducing the service to students.
So that was Tom Creedon reacting to the Minister's proposals for a longer teaching year with the TUI. At the ASTI, the controversy was over exam reform and those remarks about feminisation, and of course with the INTO about religious education and religious reform at junior cycle level. Emma, when you look at all those agendas that the Minister raised in his round of speeches to the teachers' conferences, you'd wonder whether he's bitten off more than he can chew, certainly in terms of delivering.
Yes, you would wonder that. I mean, it's one of the things that teachers complain about under this minister. They talk about death by initiative. They are unhappy that the minister seems to be sort of taking on issues on very many fronts. And you just outlined a few of them. There are some very big fronts: junior cycle, the church's role in education. These are very teacher training. These are all huge areas. So Rory Quinn has really opened up a lot of sort of battles for himself. Just coming back to what happened here earlier, I mentioned when I spoke to you a few minutes ago that there was applause from many delegates to Pat King's comments. I should also add that many other delegates very pointedly did not applaud. So another thing that this week has revealed is a very clear rift within the ASTI trade
union.
Well,
I was about to ask you about that, because the curious thing, of course, in a week where the unions have been giving us the news line of a possible merger between the TUI and the ASTI, what we've seen, in fact, are very sharply divided factions within the ASTI.
Yes, now it would have to be said that such factions exist in very many unions, but what we've seen here today is a very public display of those factions. And as I mentioned earlier, Pat King saying to delegates, you need to decide which side you're on. And clearly he also said, I'm not politically naive. So clearly there is a battle going on in the ASTI, and I suppose we got a glimpse of that today. Another thing I need to say is, just to make very clear, Pat King was talking about a comment posted by somebody who's not directly involved with the ASTI fight back on their Facebook page. So there was no allegation that any of the people involved in that group directly made death threats or anything like that. It was another separate ASTI member. But yes, clear rifts very publicly displayed here today.
Emma, thank you for that, our education correspondent there.